Hi everyone, welcome to Training with Casey, where we explore animal training and living our best lives with animals. I'm Joseph Laughlin, producer of this podcast, and now, here's your host, Casey Covert. Let's get started.
Okay, let's talk about how you organize your training session. Oh yeah, I guess I should say, thanks Joseph for introducing us, and it's Casey, your host for Training with Casey. So I just talked about saying process-oriented rather than product-oriented with training. And I mentioned that it's important to organize your training sessions. I've got a lot to say about this, and I'm only going to say a little bit about it. I'm going to talk about why you want to have three steps in your head that you're going to teach. And I guess I do have to say something else about the other stuff. Okay. And there will be more information in other podcasts about this. It's very important. But you need to have a lifelong training plan for any animal you work with. And if you're a dog trainer and you're hired to solve a problem and not to oversee the entire education of the animal, that's okay. You can offer your clients a global training plan for their dog or their cat or their horse and inspire them to teach their animal, to get their animal taught. And who are they going to hire to help them with it since it's your good idea? I think it'll be you. And when you figure out what all you need to teach an animal for his whole life, well, you've got your lifelong training plan. How do you translate that into a training session? Well, let's take a look at what's on the lifelong training plan. It would be, you know, cooperating with the vets, getting hooves or feet, you know, nails clipped or trimmed, veterinarian behaviors, grooming behaviors, all the everything that they have to do. Getting ready to travel with you, getting ready to get into different sizes of crates, you know, whatever that you need for them to do, that's what your training plan will cover. So let's say you do all that, and now you are going to teach the animal to cooperate with the farrier who's going to trim their hooves. And to do that, let's say you've identified there's 21 steps. Whew, that's a lot to keep in your head, especially when you first get started. And if you forget, you can make some mistakes that will matter. So for example, you don't want to be cutting the nails or the hooves before the animal is ready for you to do that. And spoiler alert, it's not going to be the third step in the process. So what you can do is you can take those 21 steps and you can take the first three. Get them organized, get them in your head, and then go out and do just those three steps. Praise the animal, give them a rest. During that rest, research has showed that they're going to rehearse what they just learned. So don't walk over the top of it. Let them be successful. Oh yeah, and before you let them rest, review what they just did. And that way that your words will be in their head along with their experiences as they review their training session while they're resting. A little bit later, you can come back and do the next three steps. Now, how long is it going to take you to do three steps? 2 to 5 minutes usually. Very short training sessions. But remember those pigs that we had to stick the 5-inch needle into the vena cava right next to the heart? It only took a total of an hour of training time. Okay, so if it were all 2-minute sessions, that would be 30 training sessions. But some of those sessions were 5 minutes long, and overall, they were 3 to 4, 2 to 5 minute long training sessions over 2.5 weeks. That's all it took. Could you believe that in 2.5 weeks, an animal would be volunteering for you to stick a 5-inch needle up to the hilt in the vena cava, 1 inch from the heart? I know you don't believe that because we didn't believe it. We thought we were not going to be successful on that. 3 steps. Now, if you do this, you're going to have another really important benefit, and that is you're going to build fluency. Fluency is when you work at the speed of communication. Communication is very fast. If you just listen to people talking, you'll see how quickly the words flow. And if you're studying a new language, you're going to find that you can't even process what somebody else is saying. At first, you'll only catch a word here and there. And when you grab onto that word and you go, whoopee, I know what that means, you'll miss everything else they said. A good way to build fluency is to just take 2 or 3 steps and make sure you know all the parts of those steps and you can flow smoothly from the beginning to the end. And you're going to end up with little training statements, so to say, which are fluently delivered. And next thing you know, everything you do in training will be fluent. And when you're fluent, you lose the dependence on food, you increase the quality of your relationship, and you really increase the fun. Okay, try it. Let me know how it works for you. Take care.
Hey fans, are you enjoying Training with Casey? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Casey Covert on YouTube. That is youtube.com/C/Casey Covert. Also, give the podcast a like, share, and comment. Thanks for joining us. Come back for more news and views on animal training and living with animals. Stay at the top of the pack with Casey. This is Joseph Laughlin, producer of Training with Casey. See you next time.